A Nurse and a Mother, My Life as a Post-War Nurse by Evelyn Prentice.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For my sons-in-law, from me. Part 1. Chapter 1. The war was over. It had taken two curtain calls before it finally came to an end, the second more final and more dramatic than the first. When we heard the news about the bomb on Hiroshima, the event was too distant to have us trembling with fear, as some of us had done while our own bombs were falling around us. The shock waves that resulted from it took a long time to travel from Japan, and when they eventually reached us, I was one of the many who secretly wondered whether enough good had come out of the evil to justify it. It was a question we were to ponder over and argue about for a long time, without getting any nearer an answer that would satisfy all our doubts. But at least the bomb brought the war to an uneasy end, which even I had to admit was a blessing, however much I disliked the way the blessing was disguised. The first Victory Day was a splendid affair, an occasion for rejoicing unmarred by lingering doubts, vain soul-searchings or sleep-disturbing guilt complexes. A time for the lifting of the black...